Joining us back in studio, Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za, net hier op Smile FM vir jou Tech Talk Tuesday. Lekker Tienus, hoe gaan dit?
Goed en self.
Kani klani. Righto. So, hey, this is very exciting. There's some new developments in the commercial air travel. We spoke about it a while ago with regards to hypersonic, what is it, supersonic flight. What's the latest?
Yeah, no, it's great to see that this space is really moving forward quickly, and all of the investments that's been done over the last decade or so is really starting to get us to a place where we might have working prototypes and actual supersonic planes hitting the skies again relatively soon.
Okay, so listen, let's just take it back. The Concorde, that was the one that we, you know,
Concorde, we could remember now. November 2003, the last time it flew.
Okay.
So we're nearly two decades since the last time we've had a supersonic commercial flight. So it's really exciting to know that a company called Boom Supersonic that have been working on their prototype for for at least a decade, they have now started getting actual orders from airlines, which is it's a very, very encouraging sign that this technology isn't just pie in the sky, plane in the sky. Mm-hmm. It's actually happening. And they've got 20 orders and 15 orders respectively from American Airlines and United Airlines, two of the biggest airlines in the world. So these companies believe that the future of commercial flight will go supersonic again very soon.
So there's no test flights been done yet or nothing?
Nothing yet. They're starting 2023 with test flights. And then the first delivery is thought to be will be made in 2026. And then from 2026 onwards, we might have supersonic flights again.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And then there's another company that's also doing some stuff.
Yeah. The company is called Venus Aerospace. Very interesting. Kind of a whole other idea. They want to get closer to space. They have released a concept of their new aircraft called the Mach 9. Also, very, very original name because they can fly at Mach 9. They want to fly up to 11,000 kilometers per hour. Very, very near space and essentially circumvent the globe in a matter of hours.
Jeez.
And their prototype has also now received funding. They're going to start putting this thing together, and hopefully within the next couple of years we'll see if this technology works.
Look, I know it's one thing for us to talk about it, but I know that there's a lot of development and technology going in around it. We've spoken about the fact that the design of these planes that's what their real issue was, to kind of limit that massive noise that it makes as it breaks through the sound barrier.
And to make it commercially viable. Mm. I mean, flying Concorde was super expensive.
That's the thing.
And that's one of the reasons why it failed. But also, it was so thirsty on fuel. In today's climate, that'll never work. Like, the Concorde will never take to the sky. So these new planes are way more efficient. They use way less fuels. And some of them are actually being built with battery packs included to power all the other stuff in the plane so that they only use fuel for the engines.
My goodness. Look, I know that it's still a way away, but it's going to be interesting to see how this landscape is going to be changing, because commercial air travel, I mean, it's changed over the years, but not by that much. It's been essentially the same thing for a while since the Concorde stopped flying as well. But it would be nice to see in what capacity they can bring about supersonic flight commercially.
Yeah, and to make it not super expensive, you know. It'll still cost around $5,000 a ticket to fly from Los Angeles to Sydney, for example, but that's a very, very long flight. Mm. Currently it'll take you easily 18 plus hours. This with the Boom Supersonic, it'll take about 5.5 hours.
Lovely.
And they think it'll cost around $5,000, which again is like first class prices, but if that's where we start, imagine how quickly that can start
it
coming
can.
Down.
Yes, imagine that. You can go and visit your auntie in Austria for a weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
From now. Lekker. Tienus, thank you very much for the update. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.